going to build a container, not really unlike a just a regular sewage tank, but you have to build in ways of stirring it, because, you know, for a while it has to be kind of stirred every day, and you kind of stir up the slurry, and that helps with the biological action when you get the anaerobic bacteria really moving. And you know, at that point you can add clippings from the garden or from the yard or wherever. You know, you can even add cow manure, chicken manure, things like that to get it really hot. If you were to really think about it, you could even put coils that would run hot water through. You could put coils down in this mix, because it would generate its own heat, and you could actually run hot water. You'd have methane sort of powered hot water without even using the methane, which is kind of a good idea, really.
Well, if you're collecting the methane gas and you're throwing things like yard clippings and chicken poo and things in, doesn't gas escape when you're opening it up to throw stuff in?
No, well, it will a little bit. But, you know, typically it's going to depend on how you design your opening to drop this stuff in. You're going to want it to have like a little chute that you can kind of stuff it in, but the gas really doesn't escape that easy. You know, it's going to lose some. But then again, a good generator is going to really make that up fast. And you'd be really surprised at even a small one made out of a 55-gallon drum can generate enough to run a small gasoline-powered engine.
Wow.
For quite a little while.
Well, methane gas rises, and it goes into the upper atmosphere. So presumably in any kind of a drum that you have, it's toward the top where you could have like a leach it off, you know, through a little pipe or something like that.
Right.
So if you have a 55-gallon drum, what do you do to that to be able to stir it up?
Well, you know, on top of a 55-gallon drum, you've got two holes. One of them's about 3/4 inches in size, and the other one's about 2.5 inches in size. On the smaller one, you know, that's where you would actually take off your gas. Just hook up a couple of brass fittings and maybe some copper tubing, and you could run that to a like a little stove, a little gas-powered stove or something like that. And the larger end would be where you would actually put, you know, your clippings and your poo and all that kind of stuff. It would also be the area where you'd have to stick a little stick in there and stir it up every day and then cover it back up. And it would generate quite a bit of methane. You'd be really surprised. You set it out in the sun, it would really cook.
So I'm envisioning this drum, and you've got this copper tube coming off that carries the methane gas off the top, and something at the side where you're throwing in whatever and sticking your stick in there and stirring it up, and then you put a cap back on.
That's a real basic methane generator.